The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I need to get Donna from HR on the phone because my coworkers are bullying me in the studio. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
That is absolutely not true. If anything, we're super excited for you.
Why are you laughing at my new planner?
Nobody's laughing. We're just audibly smiling.
It's your new diary. And anytime you get your new diary, I'm very excited for you because I know how much this means. Because you take a little point in your day, maybe have a spot of tea.
Well, and you were really excited because this has like so much more room to write notes.
It does, actually.
We have a concert announcement at 10 o'clock. And
yes.
Coincidentally wore the shirt of the person that we're announcing.
That was a complete surprise to me.
So you can write that in your diary. Dear diary.
Not a diary.
Dear diary.
So we do
it's
this.
It's like I have ESPN or something.
We do this thing called show prep every day. You're preparing for the show. We're
correct.
Finding things to talk about, topics to cover, things you guys listening might be interested in.
You don't need to explain to us.
So our coworker, Nancy, who we all love, she walks in and she drops this book. I'm just going to drop mine. That thing is huge, right?
Yeah.
So she drops this thing. Is like, look at that. I go, can I open that? Because I'm always trying to find a way to be more efficient. So I go, can I open that? Because I didn't want to, you know, if there was personal stuff in there. She goes, yeah. So I open it up and it's got like everything I want in a planner. Got a big place to put notes, your goals for the day, your schedule. And the bottom, like a third of this thing is just for writing notes. So when we're show prepping, I can just scribble little notes in there.
Right.
It's not dear diary.
Your emotions,
today
your thoughts,
I woke up.
Processing your feelings.
Hope. Do you know why she's being this way?
Well, you wrote about her in one of your diaries.
Yes. Yes.
You
had a bad day one day and you saw me and you're like, what is that? I go, I just keep
it's
notes
my
in
diary.
Here.
Don't
and
worry
it was,
about
there
it.
Was an entry about her going, TJ didn't seem to have a good day today. She seemed really off and upset. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to her about it tomorrow. It was a little note for me to talk to you about that. You're just mad that I'm writing about you in my...
Yeah, I don't need to be in your diary. You don't need to be writing about my mood swings in your diary.
If you're one of those people who worries about how disgusting the hotel remote control is, you want to keep listening. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. 92.5 WBEE.
You want to might sit down for this one.
By the way, before you say what this is, if you've ever done this, you'll remain anonymous. 252-9233. Just text us. Can you please text us? Yes or no, if you've ever done this.
I
don't think anybody's going to say yes to it, but let's just put it out there.
I would be very surprised.
Yes or no? Simple for all you travelers.
There is a video on TikTok going viral of a woman who's like, have you ever been on a vacation and ran out of clean underwear? I have a solution for you. She opens up a Keurig machine and stuffs her dirty underwear where the K-cup goes and runs the hot water through it. And she's like, this is how you can clean your underwear in your hotel room. And then you just take the hair dryer and blow it and it's dry and you're fine. You're good to go. What are you talking about?
Gross.
I'm hoping this is just somebody doing stuff for clicks.
This woman should be arrested.
That's
first
disgusting.
Of all, whose panties can fit?
Well, that was the next question. I'm not a guy who wears panties, so
rump is not fitting in that Keurig K-cup.
I think it was a little bit more like dental floss.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Anything on my body is not going to fit into the hole of a Keurig K-cup.
Isn't there a sink with hot water right next to that thing?
Or like a bathtub or a shower?
They provide cups. Like, even if you needed to use the boiling water, right? Like, they have disposable cups. You couldn't put it in that and let the water run on it.
No.
Like, what is your problem? There was a woman who was arrested a couple of years ago for peeling off the plastic on ice cream, licking it, and putting it back. To me, same level of health hazard
here.
Yeah,
that's gross.
This woman should be arrested.
Now that's in the back of...
Well, the thing
I will never drink coffee in a hotel room again.
In the video, that's crazy. Is the lady's like, "Oh, I learned this from you know, women who travel all the time, who work in the airline industry. They do this all the time." And I'm like, "I don't think that's a real thing. I don't think
I've never heard of it." So you just think what? It's clickbait?
Oh, I There's a part of me that hopes it's clickbait.
I think there's a lot of things where it's like, true. There's no way this is a real thing.
People are texting.
How is this woman missing the gene where you bring like 10 pairs of extra underwear just that in too. Case?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah. That is the one thing that you have 50 extra of.
Or there are services where you can buy things and have them delivered right to your door.
Or, as this texter is pointing out, just go without.
And they ended their text with, ew! All right, pop quiz. Would you keep shopping at a store if the price of eggs went up 50 cents just because it was raining or there was a big snowstorm on the way? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Either of you?
Yes? No. No, that's called price gouging.
No? How about you, Hope?
Well, is everything else going up or just the eggs?
Probably most stuff.
Just randomly?
Well, it's not random. If there's about to be a run on their supply,
it's going up.
The price is going to go up. Think of it as like Uber. When let's say there's a concert and they know 10,000 people are going to be looking for an Uber, they jack up the prices.
Yes.
Dynamic pricing, law of supply and demand. We can make more money during this surge, so we're going to do it.
I don't think I would leave in that moment, but I don't think I'd go back to that store.
Yeah. Oh, I would leave the cart. I would leave the cart right there. Yes. So there's this thing called electronic shelf labels, ESLs, as the people in the business call them. And they are rolling out across the country. Retailers say, you're misunderstanding. This is just so we can change the price. Like, my wife works at a grocery store, and part of her job is to take these stickers and go throughout the store and put up the new sticker.
Right.
Walk around to the product and put the sticker in the right place. But these electronic ones would allow somebody in an office with a laptop to go and jack up the price instantly. Boop, just like that. Change the price. So the stores are saying, no. This is an issue that we're only doing to save money on labor. It'll save you money in the long run.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
But there are some states that are already contemplating laws that will stop them from jacking up the prices if a blizzard's on the way or a down south, the hurricane's on the way or a tornado just hit and everybody needs water and all of a sudden the water prices triple.
Yeah, if you're going to jack up the price on me, you manually walk over there.
At least put in the effort
to manually go over there and jack up the price.
Here's the thing that blows my mind about this whole thing. Let's just say that they actually did this. And right now, retailers are swearing they don't do this. But let's say they actually did this. If I walk up and I pick up a box of cereal and it says $6 and I get up to the register and it's $8, I'm going to say, take that off my bill because that was $6 on the shelf when I picked up. How can they change it in the middle? Like, how could they do that and expect people to pay it?
Yeah, I don't understand how that would be legal at all, I guess. But it is. It's business.
Now, is there anything with like the opposite of surge pricing where the price will go down if I go at a Tuesday at 9 a.m. and that's the slowest time for the grocery store? Will it be cheaper?
Do you think stores will ever drop the prices? Come on. Not even grocery store. Even inventory that sits there for a long time. Yeah, when they have to because it's going to expire.
The expired section?
That's one of my favorite.
Eat it today. Hurry up. Eat it today.
Connor Smith, remember he was in a fatal accident about a year ago? He was driving a truck. Mm-hmm. A lady in the crosswalk got hit.
Yeah.
77 years old, Dorothy Dobbins in Nashville. Those charges have been dropped. His attorney said, and I'll just read the quote, "This devastating accident was a profound tragedy for the family of Dot Dobbins and the larger Germantown community. While he's grateful his legal chapter has concluded, he will continue to steadfastly lift her family up in prayer." Now, the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department previously said the contributing factor was Smith failing to yield the right of way. They also stated he showed no signs of impairment, so he wasn't high, wasn't drunk. Right. It was just a horrible accident, and the charges were dropped at the request of the victim's family. So this has been going on for almost a year, and I know people that know him. This has profoundly affected him. Somebody lost a life at his hands. And he's taken accountability for it. I don't know what there was a settlement or something.
Yeah.
No words about that. But the fact that he's not going to jail over it gives him a chance to move on.
It does. And it's I hope he does.
It's still tragic all the way around.
It is. And I'm sure he'll just never forget it. But I hope he can let himself. He's so young.
Yeah.
That's a very long life to hang on to something like that.
Sure is. We have some lighter controversies in country music news today. Megan Maroney, she just released her third studio, Cloud Nine.
Yes. Girl, don't even get me started about Riley. Don't even get me started.
That's where we're going. There's a song on the album called Who Hurt You? Mm-hmm. Fans are convinced it's about Riley Green. The song does not mention Riley Green.
Well, why would it? Megan, like, who hurt you, Riley Green?
Megan did not hold back. She opens with The Devil Went Down to Georgia, then he crossed the Bama line. Isn't he from Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
You said you needed less flashy, more fun. Of course she's 21. And then she went in for the kill. Quote, I'll move on and I'll find better, but you'll stay the same forever.
Oof.
Well, didn't you see Riley's response?
He wrote a song called POS Like Me. Some of the lyrics in that, you ain't never going to find another low-down, no-good, rusty truck-driving, Waffle House-eating, overall-wearing piece of blank like me.
I know.
What?
And it was very self-deprecating. I think it was a little tongue-in-cheek, yeah. Like smiling. First of all, Riley Green, his career, this is the best thing that's ever happened to him. All these rumors
yes.
with him and Ella Langley.
Oh, my God,
and him
yes.
and Megan Maroney.
Yes.
I think all of this, I think the three of them sit down. I really do. Have coffee and go, okay, you put some little Easter eggs in yours. 100%
agree.
I'll just release something that's self-deprecating saying I'm a POS.
And we're all talking about it.
Yes.
And I think after meeting Ella Langley last week, I think this is all being done with a wink and a
I do too.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Country needs a good controversy. How about this one? During a recent show in Edmonton, Canada, Hardy wrapped up the show like he always does, shotgun and a beer. Some people think there was no beer in that can. If you're going to shotgun a beer, you better shotgun a beer. Don't pretend. Don't be acting up there on stage. Phony. Well, that's what people on the internet are saying.
How would you get an empty can of beer? Because, like, you put the key in it.
You could just drain it out.
And then you, like, open the tab, though, at the top.
It would be super easy to poke a hole in the side that the audience can't see, drain the beer out ahead of time, and then pretend you're shotgunning it on stage to show how cool you are. Now, Hardy, in his defense, goes, look at this gut. That was not an empty can. So people are actually like doing some CSI stuff.
What a stupid thing to get mad at him about.
People are zooming in on the video.
Oh, my God.
They're looking for multiple angles of it. Some people are saying there was nothing in that can.
Well, I feel like you usually see like foam popping out.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.